to be with you. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about the joy of spending time with our Heavenly Father. Sometimes it's not what we say or what we do. It's just special to be with a loved one. On my father's birthday one year, my mom, dad, and I traveled to visit my sister and her family. The trip was a pleasant 5-hour drive, and we spent very little time talking with one another. I was still on the mends from a sickness, and sleep seemed to overtake me on this drive. The drive was a special time, even though there was no exhilarating communication. The sun shone brightly, and the white, fluffy clouds drifted by. What made this time special was knowing that I could just rest and enjoy the drive. It's not always what we say or do. Sometimes it's just being with you. It was a joy just to be with Dad and Mom on that drive. To be together with no expectations to entertain one another. To just relax and look at the beautiful skies and share this trip, time, and travel together. Just to know that I am loved and cherished without words or gifts, just staying close to one another and sharing life in these moments. Our time with our Heavenly Father is like those moments, just to know that He is with us. We come to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Heavenly Father but by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The first man, Adam, when he was created, knew what it was like to just enjoy time with the Heavenly Father. God came to the garden where Adam lived, and God walked with him each day, spending time with him, just being with him. Adam was loved and cherished and enjoyed fellowship with the Heavenly Father. They were together and enjoying one another. Then Genesis 3 tells us how sin came into the world and brought separation between God and man. It changed the relationship. Now, instead of waiting for the Heavenly Father to come and walk with him, to be with God, he tried to cover himself and hide. He no longer longed to be with God. But God still longed to have a relationship with him and made a way for man to come again and fellowship with God. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 3:22-25 says, "We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in His grace freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus Christ sacrificed his life, shedding his blood." Romans 5 5 through 11 says, "For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners." Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still sinners, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Today, you know in your heart that you have never had a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. You have never been a friend of God. And you long to know this loving, compassionate God who longs to spend time with you, just to be with you and share your life. God the Father has unlimited love and compassion for you. You have listened and heard today that God gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to shed his blood for you. Today, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins and God raised him from the dead, you are made right with God. Invite him to be Lord of your life, and his Spirit will come and dwell with you and be with you. Now, my friend, you have found the Heavenly Father who desires to walk with you down the path of life, bringing hope to your heart, healing to your wounds, and salvation to your soul. Perhaps today you would tell me, "Abigail, I know the Heavenly Father, but my relationship with him is not one of friendship, companionship, or fellowship." Dear one, no matter what your relationship has been, the Father longs to draw close to you and share his heart of compassion with you, to walk with you in good times and bad times, just to be with you. When Jesus Christ spoke the words, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will share a meal together as friends." Jesus was speaking to you, friend. He was speaking to those who knew him, but their relationship had grown cold. Jesus wanted them to know that he still longed to be with them. He longs to be with you. Do you want to draw near to him today and open the door of your heart to him? Let's pray a simple prayer and ask him to come and walk this path of life with us. Dear Heavenly Father, I long to know you and walk with you. I confess that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is Lord, and that I believe he died for my sins and that God raised him from the dead. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father and has power over every principality and power. Jesus, break every power and principality that has held me captive, and send your Holy Spirit into my heart. Father, may your Spirit speak to my heart right now with your love and compassion. Fill my heart, mind, and spirit with your presence. Let me dwell in the shelter of the Most High and find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Be my refuge and place of safety. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord! I long to enter your courts. Hear my prayer. Be near me and overshadow me. I ask for you to walk with me on this path of life, to be with me, to fellowship with me, and teach me how to enjoy your presence and spending time with you, dear Father. In the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you find the joy of being in God's presence today.